An independent review of the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, CAMHS, has said it cannot currently provide an assurance to all parents or guardians in all parts of Ireland that their children have access to a safe, effective and evidence-based service. It found that the vast majority of CAMHS teams were significantly below 50% of recommended staffing levels. The review was carried out for and published by the Mental Health Commission. Their chief executive, John Farrelly, is with us in our studio. John Farrelly, thank you for coming into us today. The background, can you remind us, why was this review carried out?
So, in the Maskey report into Kerry CAMHS issued a number of stark and worrying findings around how children were being treated in Kerry. And so after that, we decided as a commission and the inspector decided that we have to review all CAMHS throughout Ireland to ensure that we have a full and accurate picture so that we can move forward as a country.
Tell us about the most important findings in this report, in your view.
Well, just to say, it's really important that people understand the depth of this report. It is a big, big report because it's a root and branch report, and we're hoping that it will help put in place a strategy around CAMHS. So it provides evidence of weaknesses and evidence of strengths. But just to say, it finds issues in the area of the rights of children not being vindicated, which they're entitled to under UN, the charters we've signed up to. It finds issues in governance, a lack of clinical directors, outdated services, clinical leadership lacking in a number of CAMHS services. It shows the budget is, you know, we're not investing enough in CAMHS. And it shows, you know, a lack of understanding of risk management, you know, from the highest level of the HSE, really. A lack of a digital infrastructure. And really the thing the parents and the children spoke about was these waiting lists and a lack of access to services. So I suppose, just to say, from our point of view, you know, the report is stark. I mean, I was brought in to regulate all the persons after Lees Cross and charities after Console. And I found this report shocking. But what I have learned in life is that if you accept the reality of what's there, accept it, don't try and bat it away. And this is a big report that we can then put in place the various things that are required to.
What were you most shocked by?
Really, the idea that the clinical files and the care planning, so the idea that, you know, there wasn't good clinical files there, there was pieces of paper, and you see it in the report, things weren't well documented. There was meaningless care plans. They may as well not have been there. The amount of services that weren't adhering to the HSE standard operating procedure. But I suppose within the HSE itself, so even as we were reviewing this, even as we had announced this review, and even all this was going on, CAMHS wasn't on the corporate risk register in the HSE. So you're kind of going, I'm not sure people are taking this, you know, are really understanding what's going on here. So there's an awful lot in it that needs responses.
During the review, inspectors were informed that one CAMHS team had had 140 lost cases. What are lost cases?
So lost cases meant the cases weren't followed up. They were there in the files and next minute they weren't. There was no sense of where these people had gone, these children had gone. Now, in fairness to the HSE, they did a lot of work on this and they really have put in the work there to identify these people and make sure they're safe. But could I just raise a point?
Yes, they've said in response to us, or in response to this finding, that, quote, out of an overall caseload of close to 20,000 children and young people, a total of 576 open cases were identified. We've contacted all of these, ensured they're receiving appropriate care, and we've not identified harm caused to any of these individuals.
Yeah, and that's really good, and that's really important. But I suppose one of the things I really think people need to be careful about is not getting into sort of an ad hoc response here. What this report shows is there's four things that need to be done, really, is that we need to ensure we have a rights-based approach to children, that they receive the care when it's required. There needs to be a rebuild, a root and branch rebuild of CAMHS, not a tweaking around the edges, not addressing some issues. And in fact, that's one of the recommendations, that a proper strategy for CAMHS is put in place, approved by the HSE board. And we look forward to working with the HSE on that. And then the resources element, making sure that we have the money invested in it and the staff. And then finally, regulation. It is quite clear, anyone reading this report, anyone with a significant interest in children will see these services need to be regulated.
Reading through it's 140 pages. I haven't read through all of it, but what's quite clear is there are a lot of gaps in what should be available to young patients and their families. And the common thread in all of these gaps is a lack of staff. Less than half of what's recommended in the teams that are operating. Teams hugely centred on the leadership of psychiatrists, but in many cases, there is no psychiatrist. Or at best, there are locums. Sometimes there are, and there have been several active recruitment campaigns by the HSE to try and recruit psychiatrists. But what do you do if you simply can't find them, or they don't want to work here? How are you supposed to run a service, a psychiatric service, without psychiatrists?
Well, just to be clear, this is a child and adolescent mental health service. The models of best practice across the world are multidisciplinary teams. The medical model isn't necessarily how it works in other countries.
It is how it works here, though.
Yeah, but how it works here needs to change. So when you read our report, you will see the recommendations. So if we have an ad hoc response, things won't change. But for an example, how people are comparing staff, and the only way we could compare staff was to a 17-year-old document. There is no current strategy for child and adolescent mental health services in Ireland. But I'll give you another example. Where services had the other resources, the ICT system, the clinical leadership, one of the best services only had 60% of the staff in the 17-year-old benchmark, but was a high-performing service. So we need to really unfreeze our thinking around it's just about staffing. But we definitely need to think about our resources and what we're putting into it. But if we come away from this with a political type response that doesn't put in place a strategy and doesn't take on board these recommendations. So one of the recommendations is to the state that we need to regulate CAMHS. A second one to the HSE.
Regulation
is
being done by
the Mental Health Commission.
Body.
Yeah, so we currently regulate adult mental health services and inpatient mental health services. And that would mean that there would be an inspection once a year. It would mean we work with everyone in the services to develop standards. It's not there at the moment. But so that's really, really important. But the strategy from the HSE, an ad hoc response is not enough, a proper strategy.
There are lots of reports about children being published today. We heard about some of them in the bulletin. We'll be talking to our correspondent, Alva Keneally, about one of them, about long delays in child protection services in parts of the east of the country. Another about the deaths of 23 children and young people in care or known to child and family services last year. Now, Dr. Helen Buckley, who carried out that review, says, quote, it illustrates the dearth of services for children with suicidal intent and the variation in the services provided nationally by CAMHS. What would you say to that?
I would agree. I would agree that the variation in services and the integration of services for children in Ireland needs to improve. And that's where the strategy needs to come from. Can I say, we need a generational shift. You know, we have a Taoiseach that's interested in children. We have, you know, resources in the Department of Health. We have a minister who's interested in children and health. But we need the strategy to make sure it's implemented, that the children of Ireland don't become a story that I'm speaking to you about today, but are forgotten about tomorrow.
John Farrelly, from the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, thank you very much for coming into our studio today.